No matter what you are celebrating over the winter months, many people will be having large gatherings, cooking elaborate meals, and putting up seasonal decorations in their homes, which is fun for everyone, but can introduce an increased risk that you might not be thinking about.
Well, you know, we see winter holidays, you know, it's a time where for families and friends, they get together, but it also means that there's a greater risk for fire.
You just heard Amanda Deers, fire and life safety educator for Peterborough Fire Services, talking about the increased risk of fire over the holiday winter season, which can be caused by a number of reasons. Deers indicated that the number one cause of house fires is cooking, and the number two cause is home heating devices, both of which are happening more often this time of year.
They are definitely more common. We do see an increase in fires over the period from December to February. It could be attributed, over the holidays, obviously there are so many contributing factors. There's so many variables when it comes to a fire environment. So, like I said, we're, you know, cooking is a big thing. You know, we tend to have a lot of people over. We're distracted. We're very distracted because we have so many other things on our mind. You know, did I get so-and-so a gift, and what are we having for dinner, and you're planning, and it's busy, and usually work is busy because you're trying to finish up for the end of the year. So you know we aren't putting fire safety in the forefront when it comes to that, but unfortunately, because of our environments during that time, we are at a higher risk, so we need to be more prepared than ever.
As part of their seasonal decorations, many households will display a tree. And depending on the type, there are precautions you can take to reduce the risk of fire this brings into the home.
You know, if you choose to have a real Christmas tree, that's great. But they do require some care to ensure that they don't become too dry and create a fire hazard. So just making sure that, you know, we're watering that tree every day is really important.
The other seasonal decoration that comes with significant fire risk is lights.
And when we're decorating with anything that carries a current or using, you know, a string of lights, making sure that we're following manufacturer's instructions with them, that we're not using any light strings that are damaged. And if they're meant for indoor, use them indoors. And if they're meant for outdoors, then you can use them outdoors. But make sure that you're following those manufacturer's instructions. And replacing any strings that are broken or worn or any loose connections with the bulb.
In addition to making sure your lights are in safe working condition, Deers also recommends that you only use LED lights when decorating to reduce fire risk, because older styles and types of bulbs can produce more heat or a greater fire risk when damaged. And when using candles, Deers suggests using flameless candles instead of traditional candles when possible. Although these risks come at a higher frequency over the holiday season, they are present year-round, and Deers highly recommends keeping up with the regular fire safety in your home.
Working smoke alarms. We have to have them. Working smoke and seal alarms. They have to be there or else we're not going to be alerted that there's a fire or that there's a carbon monoxide emergency. So it's not enough just to have them in our homes. We have to test them. We have to make sure that they work. We should be doing that once a month. We should be testing them once a month and making sure that they're going to go off when we need them to.
Enjoy your seasonal decorations and your large gatherings, but please remember to always do so safely. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.